On today's episode of
The Blabber Show,
87 degrees and traffic is looking pretty good.
Tomatoes and grilled onions and jalapenos, man, that should be bomb, dude.
Used Nintendo games and then shoes and then lingerie, like right next to each other.
That's what our hamburgers all about.
All right, everybody, before we get started with the show, it's my favorite part of every episode. Chris, I kind of like talking to you, kind of.
Yeah, I do too, man. I enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, and I like hearing from the audience, and I love getting emails, but my favorite part of all is talking sponsors, the people that pay us.
Right, right. Doesn't that make you excited? It makes me really excited, man. It makes my nipples hard just thinking about it.
It makes me wet. Okay. And I'm proud to actually tell everybody this is an exclusive. You're going to hear it here first. You're not going to hear it on CNN or Fox News. Oh. You're going to hear it here. We got a brand new sponsor, Chris.
Nice. What is it?
Yeah. It's a company. I don't know if you've heard of them. It's a company called Ford.
For what?
The commercial is Ford.
For what, dude?
No, yeah, Ford. Ford is the commercial, yeah.
Yeah, but for what, dude?
No, Ford. Ford is the... The commercial's for Ford.
You keep telling me four, but
no.
You're not...
Oh, I got you. I got Ford. Ford.
Ford.
Ford.
Ford.
Yeah, Ford. Have you heard of Ford?
Ford with four, but D at the end.
Yeah, like Ford. Four, but D. Yeah, Ford.
Like before?
No, not like before. No, like Ford. Like just four. I don't know. Have you never heard of them?
No, never.
Yeah, me neither. Let me look them up. Hold on a second.
Ford.
So it says here they sell automobiles and commercial vehicles under the Ford brand. And it says Ford also owns Brazil SUV manufacturer Troller. They own an 8% stake in Aston Martin of the United Kingdom and a 32% stake in Jiangling Motors.
Jiangling?
Yeah.
Yo, that's big, dude. That's a big deal.
Shit, Jiangling. Yeah, dude. Fuck you. Oh, damn. I guess this is kind of big, huh?
You're fucking making it, bro. Like, you're going to make the big money now.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. We're fucking, like, look, Chris, like, I know I've been fucking faking it this whole fucking time, like, reading these shitty commercials for these fucked up companies.
You, me, dude. I'd be the one who'd be reading these fucking scripts, dude.
Barth Wells and Medford, like, WM Steel and Sons, they're nothing. Now we got Jiangling. I mean, Ford. Well, yeah, Ford Jiangling. Now we got them. This is fucking intense.
It is. I'm excited, dude. What does it say, dude? Read it. Read what it fucking tells us to read, man. Fuck, get us paid. Get us
this
fucking
is, this
paid,
is what's going to get us our money right here. Let me open the
yeah,
email.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, yeah boy. Buddy. We got it. We made it.
Yeah, we fucking made it, dude. Here it is. It says, hey, good morning, Hyro. Thank you for reaching out to the Ford Motor Company. Hey.
That's you know, right. That's what I'm talking about.
Unfortunately, we're not interested in sponsoring your podcast at this time.
What? Wait. Read that shit one more time.
It says, unfortunately, we're not interested in sponsoring your podcast at this time.
What?
Oh, shit.
Are you fucking kidding me, man? Did you not read the fucking email?
Well, I saw the title, and I assumed they were going to sponsor our show.
Wow. We just bashed our fucking sponsor, dude. Like, how the fuck are we going to recover from this, man?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, yeah. I said all that stuff about WM Steel and Sons.
Oh, my God. What the fuck, Hyrule?
Dude, I better call Barthwell's right now, huh?
Yeah, you should.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad.
All right. I guess this goes back to the fucking show, man. Fuck, Hyrule. You never fucking read.
The show started. This is how we start the show. The music is what starts the show. Chris, how do you feel about that music, big man?
Oh, it's amazing. I honestly, it just gets me in the mood to just talk it out, you know?
Just talk it out. Everybody loves those songs that you listen to the song and you're like, fuck, I'm going to turn that shit off and I'm just going to talk it out. that's the kind of music that we're going for on this podcast.
Harry, what's the band's name again?
Chris, that band, as we all know, that's Floriberto's Revenge. Straight out of East LA. You know we all love them.
Yeah.
Floriberto's Revenge. And you know what I just found out, Chris? That none of the band members are called Floriberto.
Not even the singer?
Yeah, you could hear the singer really clearly on the theme song, too. But there is no Floriberto, Chris. There is no Floriberto. I guess what they said is that the band's name comes from an ancient Aztec legend. Floriberto's really? Revenge, yeah. Yeah, but this weekend, they want to let the folks know that they're going to be appearing at the Slauson Swap Meet all weekend, bro.
Nice.
In the parking lot.
You know, those swap meets are pretty intense. You know, like there's a lot of shopping, a lot of energy. Different people just going there at once, right? And it just seems kind of chaotic in the beginning when you go in.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, it's totally chaotic. And the thing is, it's the lack of uniformity, Chris.
No organization, right? Like,
there's no organization. It's like a city that's built without any zoning laws. Like, there's a gun store, a church, and just like a residential home right next to each other. You go to the swap meet and it's used Nintendo games, and then shoes, and then lingerie, like right next to each other.
Yeah.
Disorienting is what it is.
And they always have like an incense pose, like they sell nothing but incense and Herbalife supplements.
And then right next to him, there's a guy just selling weight sets. Like, it's just a different, that's what makes it so special, Chris. And then some Icy's, bro. You get some Icy's from the back, a red and blue Icy. Shh.
At the food court, supposedly, but it's just a bunch of vendors that are just sitting there, you know.
There's no health inspector that went through that place.
Yeah. The people managing your food, like, don't have any gloves, like, they have no sinks to wash their hands. They just, like, just keep touching everybody's shit, you know?
Yeah. It's like, how did that dude get all those hot dogs out of a bucket? Like, he didn't even have them, and they were already, like, done. Like, he just pulled it out of a blue bucket. But it's dangerous. A special place, Chris. The swap meet is a very special place. And we hope that all our listeners visit the swap meet at some point.
Yeah. I guess the swap meet is compared to China's wet markets, no?
Similar. Very similar. I think if you ask me, that's where COVID started, was the Slauson swap meet. It was a hot dog and an icy combo that just did not sit right with somebody.
Yo, and you know them hot dogs be looking good, man. They be smelling bomb. They wrapped in bacon. They put a bunch of toppings. They put tomatoes and grilled onions and jalapenos, man. That should be bomb, dude.
Yeah, they do. We make fun of them. We're making fun of the whole, like, health inspection stuff. But it doesn't matter, though, because they're so good.
It doesn't, dude. It just, just after eating one, you know, just, you know, amazing. But unfortunately, I can't really enjoy them anymore because I'm in a diet.
Oh.
You know, I gotta watch my figure now. Like, I'm trying to lose weight, man. I'm fucking overweight, dude. You know, I'm trying to last longer in this fucking earth, you know?
Yeah. What are you doing to try to slim down, big man?
Fucking, well, I'm doing keto. You know, that's the start. But the thing is, it's hard, right? Like,
yeah.
So my mom indoctrinated to eat rice with every meal, right? She cooks rice, she cooks tortillas, and that just not keto, right? That's not very keto friendly. So you eat all these carbs, and it's hard to stop doing that since you've been eating that since we were a kid, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, it is a staple of our culture to have that, right? Beans, too. Beans are carbs, yeah, right?
Beans with crema and queso. Oh, my God. That's my shit, dude. You know, we make, my mom makes these casamientos, dude, which is like...
Explain a casamiento to me. What's a casamiento?
Casamiento translates in English to marriage. And it's a marriage between rice and beans. And they're deep fried with butter or oil.
Mm.
And they, when you fry them together on the pot, they create what is known marriage. Mm. And they are bomb, dude.
Yeah, that does sound good. So you have to cut that out of your diet now? You can't have that at all?
Yeah, of course. And then we have beans cooked every day. Like, we have beans ready, you know, just to pour a little bit on your food and rice, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's definitely been hard. It's been challenging for me to cut back on carbs.
Yeah, dude. What gets me? You know what gets me?
What?
Chips, bro.
Damn.
Doritos, chips. Man. We've already talked about your Cool Ranch Dorito situation.
Yeah.
But for me, man, even me... I love Doritos. I got this new thing. You want me to tell you about my system? Hopefully this doesn't knock you off of keto.
Tell me. Let me tell you. I'm gonna try not to listen. Yeah, try not to listen. Yeah. Or I'm gonna try to ignore you as you tell me about Doritos. Go ahead.
Turn around. Take off your headphones. I'm gonna talk about Doritos now for a second.
Yeah, just talk to the audience. Don't include me in this discussion.
Yeah, you're out. You're out for a second. This is what I do. Nacho cheese Doritos. All right. Ooh. Regular old nacho cheese Doritos. Don't go spicy nacho because that's garbage. Spicy nacho is worthless. Regular nacho cheese Doritos. You understand?
Okay.
What you do is you put them in a bag, a separate bag, Ziploc bag. Not like a plastic bag or paper bag, a Ziploc bag, right?
Yeah. That keeps them from falling out, right?
Certainly. Something to keep them from spilling because there's going to be some shaking involved in this process.
Got to seal them off and shake. You see. Shake and bake, my dude.
It's a little bit of a shake and bake situation going on. I take these nacho cheese Doritos, drop them in that bag. I take a little something called red chili powder.
Okay.
Not red chili flakes.
No, okay.
Not the stuff you put on pizzas. Not that, Chris. Red chili powder.
Chili powder. Okay.
Take some of the red chili powder and I sprinkle it on top. Like if you're putting like talcum powder on a baby, right? Just a gentle, you gently drop it over.
Yeah.
Seal the bag. Don't forget to seal the bag. This is a very important step. Seal the bag. This is why you can't do it just in a plastic bag. Then you shake it up, baby. Like the car said, they said shake it up, right? You shake it, and then what you got now is a perfect blend of crunchy, spicy, cheesy.
Nice.
Goodness, bro. Goodness.
Wow. Really?
And it's not keto friendly, though. That's the problem, Chris.
Fuck. Why did you tell me, man? Now I'm going to have to go fucking experiment that.
Try
it. Give it a try.
You're going to start putting in garlic powder. You're going to start putting in turmeric. You're going to be like the fucking Gordon Ramsay of Doritos concoctions.
Dude, like, but that's kind of, which describe me is Doritos Flaming Hot.
No, you fucking, Chris, you fucking shut your fucking mouth right now when you're looking at me.
Okay.
You shut your goddamn motherfucking mouth.
I'm sorry, my hands are
so close to your neck right there. I was about to fucking choke you unconscious.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause that disturbance.
I'm gonna stand down. Is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stand down.
Yeah, you're towering over me, man. I'm kind of scared.
I'm gonna stand at ease. All right. I'm gonna open my legs just a little bit. Spread out my legs to shoulder length.
Look at our producers. Like, what's going on, guys? Like, why are you guys?
No. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous.
Yeah, calm down. Don't get nervous. Calm down.
Drinks are on the house. Don't get nervous. The Flaming Hot is a flavor, sure, and it's a decent flavor. The Hot Cheetos have it.
Yeah.
The Spicy Funyuns have that flavor.
Yeah.
And it's recognizable, right, Chris? But it's not spicy is my thing. I think it's hard to call it spicy.
Yeah. Have you had the extra hot Cheetos yet?
Yes.
Those are fucking spicy, man.
Kind of, Chris.
Spicy, man. Those makes your asshole hurt, man. When you go to the restaurant,
are you putting them in your asshole, Chris? Because you're not supposed to.
No, I'm not putting my ass. Just when I digest and I gotta go take a shit, it fucking burns.
That's a digestive issue. I feel like that's a digestive. You need more probiotics in there to break down. Sure, to break down the capsaicin and whatnot. But if you have regular, a regular GI tract, it's not spicy. So what I do is I put the red, you understand, the red chili powder on top. Nah, bro, you know what was good though? Speaking of Hot Cheetos,
what?
I guess we talked about Bravo already, so I don't have to introduce Bravo Medical High School to our audience. They know about it.
Yeah, we
most of our listeners went to Bravo,
of course. We gave them a shout out in the first episode. We should have been representing our school.
Fuck that school. Fuck our own school.
Yeah, fuck.
Our own school went out of business somehow. How the fuck did it go out of business?
We used to go there. It used to be called Woodrow Wilson High School. Now it's called Wilson Senior High School.
Well, it's still for Woodrow Wilson, I'm sure. But the point is, how the fuck does a high school go out of business, Chris? Like, what kind of debt? What kind of bad investments does a public high school make that they have to go out of business? They get bought out by a venture capitalist.
Like Piece of Loca and shit, you know?
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, it's called Woodrow Wilson Senior High School, sponsored by Pizza Loca. That's fucked up. Can't be right.
Yeah, but, dude, I think it had to do a lot with managing, or they probably, you know what happened was that the district, that little district where the high school is controlled by.
Right.
They must have done but, some.
By the way, that little district that you're talking about,
uh-huh.
The Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in the country, Chris.
Yo,
that's the little itty bitty school district. Why are you talking to these people like we're in the Philippines, Chris? We were in Los Angeles.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, it's too big, you know, for it to fail, right?
Right.
But there's obviously some issues there, you know, some major concerning issues that needs to be addressed,
right.
You know, because it's affecting our community and eventually our kids, you know.
How so? Explain to me how it affects our kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I think the high school, it's not appropriately teaching our kids what they need to learn. You know, they're not preparing our kids for college or university. You know, they're just setting them up for, you know, these fast, low-paying jobs and shit, you know?
Like podcasting. But anyway, Chris, let's move on.
Exactly. Like podcasting. Podcasting and social media.
Right. We're podcasting and social media gurus. But let's take a step back and talk about Bravo, a good school.
Yeah, fuck Bravo, man.
A quality school.
Oh, yeah.
They had a vendor that used to pull up in a lunch truck, a taco truck, a lonchera, some people would call it. My people would call it, as a matter of fact. And what they would serve kids after school is a bag of hot Cheetos. And for like $2 or for $2 or $3, they would take hot nacho cheese and just pump it straight into the bag. They wouldn't even use a different container. They just open the bag and they just. So you get a hot bag of Cheetos and nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And with 50 cents more, you get chili and jalapenos.
Bro, they'll drop some chili in there if you need them to.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
Now, let's not forget that 3 minutes ago you blamed your mom for getting you addicted to carbs. You used to get this nacho cheese and chili hot Cheetos mix too.
I used to stay after school just so I could get my hands on those fucking hot Cheetos, man.
Right. You used to miss buses just to wait for this bus to show up.
Yeah, I used to miss it on purpose, man.
This is true. But we can't do that anymore, Chris. We're adults. Now we're grown-ups. Now we have to watch our weight. Now we got to be on keto.
Yeah.
You know what else you can't eat on keto? Sugar. How have you been with that?
Sugar, well, I'm not very addicted to sugar. Like, I could live well without sugar.
Right.
Like, every now and then I crave something sweet, but I'm more like a protein kind of guy. Like, I actually eat meat. I actually rather sit down and eat a meal, if anything, you know, rather than eat sweets.
Because
I think sweets just fills you up in a matter of seconds, and a few minutes later, you're just hungry again, you know? So I just rather not. It prevents me from splurging and having too much, you know, too much intake. Yeah.
You, what about soft drinks? Do you do soft drinks?
Oh, dude, like I quit all the sugary drinks. Now I just drink Coke Zeros, you know? Oh, man, I got to have my Coke Zeros in my meal, man. They're like cold right off the fridge, another can.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They taste like regular Cokes, man, believe it or not.
Right. I can't. See, this is my problem. When I do get into keto, I'm off keto right now. Hence the Dorito situation, all right? But when I used to be on keto, I couldn't even do like Diet Coke or like Coke Zero or, you know, the ones with the fake sugar, because the taste of sugar just triggers me.
Yeah.
And I had gotten to the point, the point that doctors call normal, where I wasn't craving sugar at all. And as a matter of fact, when I did have something sweet, like a cookie or something, it was like saccharine sweet. It was like too sweet. It was almost like hurting my teeth. It was so sweet.
And you would spit it right out and not eat it, correct?
I literally had a situation where I had like a piece of cake or something that my wife made and I spit it out in front of her. Crushed her hopes and dreams of being a baker. But it was because I was resensitized to sugar.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, that's how normal people are supposed to take sugar.
Right.
Normal people are supposed to sip a can of soda and be like, oh, my God, this is fucking way too fucking sweet.
Right.
But you don't realize that, because after you have an entire can of soda, you're like, I could have another can of soda, failing to recognize the fact that you're taking in way more sugar than your body's supposed to take.
Right, right.
Have you reached that point yet?
The thing is, like, I just drink Coke Zeros because, you know, I'm diabetic, you know, as I previously said.
Yeah, by the way, hashtag diabetes 2, right? Hashtag type 2 diabetes.
So it's I completely trained myself not to drink any sugary drinks. Yeah. I just drink Coke Zeros or water. As a matter of fact, I drink a lot more water now than I used to before.
Yeah, what about exercise, Chris? The audience wants to know. What about workouts? Are you circuit training? Are you running? P90X? Taibo? Are you using a Gazelle? Body no, by Jake? What are you doing exercise-wise?
I usually go out for walks at the park, and that's about it. You know, I just come back, and like, I don't really run or attempt to do anything more than I have to. Because, again, I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but when you run, like, all these fat jiggles and shit, it feels really uncomfortable, and it feels like everybody's watching your fat jiggle and shit. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but walking is good, though. Walking is better than nothing. My problem is... Like, I get bored walking, which is a fucking stupid, shitty way for my brain to work, right? Because it's walking, Chris. It's just walking. It took millions and millions of years for your body just to learn how to walk. And it, like, repurposed bones and muscles to be like, oh, let me just help you stand up and walk. And then when I do it, my brain is like, oh, this is stupid. Like, why are you walking? You could watch TV instead. You know, my stupid brain just totally shuts it down.
Yeah.
So then I get out there and I'm like, let me run. Because you know what? I remember young me and I could run, right? So I'm like, let me run. Because if I run, then I'll be done faster. I don't have to walk for an hour. I can just run and jog for 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Right.
So I jog. I'm feeling pretty good. I get home. You know, I'm like feeling good. This was a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
My brain goes, hey, brother, you know what you just did out there? And I go, what's up, brain? What'd I do? Bro, you just burned a bunch of calories, big man. And I go, for real? And it goes, yeah, you should reward yourself. And I go, brain? And it goes, word. You need to get you some of those Doritos.
Uh-huh.
Put some of that red chili powder. Yeah. Put some of that red chili powder on top. Get you a nice bag of them Doritos, bro. You'll be proper. And I go, brain, you're the best. And so I just eat a bunch of Doritos. I eat a bunch of Doritos because I'm like, you know what? I need to carbo load for tomorrow because tomorrow I'm going to run twice as long. What happens, Chris?
You don't fucking do it.
I get up the next morning. I'm sore as fuck. I'm like in a little fetal position. I can hardly move my legs. And I go, skip. And then I don't do it. You know? And then again, then I'm like, brain, what the fuck? You told me that I was going to run again today. And brain is like, bro. Your muscles are recovering, big man. You understand? You're sore. You know what your muscles need? And I go, what do I need, brain? And my brain is like, you need oil and grease to lubricate those muscles. And I go, for real, brain? Is that how nutrition works? And brain is like, don't make me shut down right now. So I'm like, all right, brain. So then I fucking eat like shit again. So I get caught back in this vicious cycle of bad diet and sedentary lifestyle.
You know, that's why they say you have to be consistent, focused, and dedicated to your diet, man. Otherwise, you're not going to get anywhere. Baby steps, you know?
That's why when I go walking, I take baby steps, Chris. I go, I see like little bitty steps like this. And then I tell myself, I go, baby steps. And I go, dee, 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 dee. It takes me like 6 hours to do a lap.
That's what the physical trainers ask you to do. It's to...
That's what they say. So that's what I do.
Nice. All right. Nice. I'm also addicted to fucking fast food restaurants, man. I can't stop eating out, man. Like, I'm addicted to fucking chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I got to have at least chicken nuggets once a week. And then and out every other day, right?
What's your take on In-N-Out, Chris? Good? Good?
Yeah, they're good. They're bomb. I like them. I love them.
Can you tell the people outside of California what In-N-Out is? Or outside of the West Coast?
In-N-Out. That's what our hamburgers all about.
Tell them, Chris.
That's it. That's all they need to know, man.
Don't tell them anymore.
Yeah, they're just basic... meat and patty cheeseburgers, a little bit of lettuce. He has for grilled onions, chopped chilies, and raw onions and tomato.
Yeah.
And they're fucking good, man. They're fucking bomb.
I beg to differ, Chris.
What?
I beg to fucking differ. I can't stand In-N-Out. So I can, if you ask me what I think about In-N-Out.
What do you think about In-N-Out, Iroh?
It's cheap. That's it. I'll give them that. Like, the burgers are cheap. They're like $3. Or like, I don't know, like, how much is a combo? Like $4?
Well, now the combo is like six something, you know?
Well, then fuck them. Fuck them completely. I'll take Carl's Jr. over In-N-Out any day. And I know people come out of California and say, that's a West Coast thing. They'll go out to like the East Coast and tell them, right? And then people from the East Coast used to come over to the West Coast and be like, you guys don't know anything about Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts are delicious. It's all shit. I'll take Carl's Jr., Hardee's, whatever the fuck it is on the East Coast. I'll take that over In-N-Out. I'll take it. A famous star, bro? A famous star? I'll put that up against anything. Against the Big Mac, the Whopper, the Wendy's burger, whatever the fuck. Why doesn't Wendy's have a name for their burger, Chris?
I don't know, but you just made my mouth water, dude. Yeah. Just thinking about the fucking burgers over here.
I'm going to knock you out of keto. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to knock you right out of keto. I need company in my obesity. That old saying, obesity needs company. That's where we are right now. I need you to stay fat.
So we have like a codependency relationship here then.
Absolutely. The dependency for me is on Carl's Jr., baby. I need them. I need them. I used to go to Carl's Jr. a lot. I've been trying to get better, right? But I used to go there a lot. It got to the point where sometimes I would be driving back from work, Chris. And I'd say to myself, let me get some Carl's Jr. Again, me talking to my brain. I don't know why so much of this episode is me talking to my brain, but that's what happens to me. I go, let me stop by Carl's Jr. real quick. I'll pick up a burger. I'll pick up not even a drink. You know, let's keep it light today.
Yeah.
Have the burger in the car. As I'm coming inside, I take the bag and everything and ball it up and throw it into the recycling can. This never happened as far as anyone is concerned.
Wow.
And then there would be times where, like, I get home and then my wife is like, hey, you know what we should have? I go, what? She goes, Carl's Jr. And I have to play it off because she doesn't know, you know, there it's my internal secret that I had Carl's Jr. So I'd have to be like, okay, cool. Carl's Jr. sounds good. Chris, I had to drive through the same drive-thru during the same shift as whoever the fuck it was working in the drive-thru. And I would do this thing where I would be like, oh, I'm going to drive your car through the drive-thru. And she'd be like, why? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't want to be recognized. That's the issue.
I would like put on a hoodie and shit. It was a sickness.
Sunglasses. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A fake mustache. And then I would like not make eye contact with the person when I'm picking it up. Because they'd be like, didn't you get a burger earlier? I don't want to have that conversation with this person. So I would like switch it up. It's a dangerous game, Chris.
It is.
The most dangerous game, as a matter of fact.
Man. I used to do this. Well, I have the same tendencies, but I limit myself once a day, you know, type of deal. You know, there's been times where I have it more than twice fast food a day, but it's not the same restaurant or the same food. Like, usually I have Chinese and for lunch, and for dinner I have like a cheeseburger, something like that.
Right.
But man, that's back to back Carl's Jr. That's kind of
back to back, baby. That's how I used to ball.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, at this point now, I'm cutting back on the Carl's Jr., but then you have to be careful about the stuff that's at home. Because with COVID now, you're working from home, right? So you're always like just a couple steps away.
From the fridge. Yeah.
Oh, from the fridge, from the pantry, from like over the refrigerator where you keep cereal. Bro, it's a wrap. It's dangerous. And I get these things where I'm like thinking about it, right? Like when I was on keto, my wife had brought in these bags of like goldfish for the kids.
Okay.
And I'm not one for goldfish. I don't like goldfish. So I let it slide. She bought this like rainbow flavored goldfish.
What?
Which is absurd because the whole purpose of goldfish, they're gold because they're cheese, right?
Yeah. What is that flavor, man? Like, where did she get that from?
I don't even know, Chris. I don't even think it was a real flavor. It was just in a paper bag, and on the outside it said like rainbow flavored goldfish. Like somebody made it in their basement. I don't know where the fuck it came from, Chris. But if I can tell you, it was in my head 24/7 when I was on keto. Because I was like, I wonder what they taste like. I wonder if they're still there. I used to open the pantry just to make sure they were still there and then close the pantry. It was like in my fucking head.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of keto too is just to make sure you get those temptations away from you.
it's kind of hard, right? But for me, like before I started keto, which I started about 2 weeks ago, I ate all my cereal. I devoured everything that that was gonna make me fail, right? And then the pantry from the refrigerator that was on top of the fridge. Like I devour all that and I take it out of my system and make sure like nobody else bought it. But guess what? My sister yesterday got some fucking muffins, dude.
Oh my god!
And then not the regular
from
muffins,
where? From
like
Costco.
Yeah, she got the Costco ones with the drizzle on top, and they have like sugar powder on top of it. Man,
yeah,
this looks bomb,
you're talking
dude.
Talking about it, that's right. You're talking about it. That stuff is poison, bro. Costco knows what they're doing.
Yeah. So right now, like what I'm doing is like I just get up and I just see what's in the kitchen to eat, and I see those cupcakes, right? Those muffins.
Yeah.
And I soak around them like a fucking shark, man. I'm like, man, should I have one or not? But so far, I've been strong enough to avoid them, you know.
You've been good.
But I don't know how long though, Matt, because they be calling my name, bro. Like right now, I just reminded myself of the muffins and like, oh man, I gotta go taste one of the motherfuckers before they all gone.
Just taste it. Just to taste it. Just to have it in your mouth and let it go down your throat and let it go into your tummy. Dude, Costco is the devil with those muffins too, because they'll last like 2 days. So you have to eat them. There's no way. Like, how does a person eat that many muffins in that short period of time?
Challenge accepted, my dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Don't do it. I look at Costco now as basically this Lawson swap meet, though, because if you think about it, it's the exact same thing. It's got like weird like there's a kayak right next to the dairy. Like, what the fuck? Like, how did these things just come together within the warehouse? And then right up front, the fucking hot dogs, bro, for $1.25. Or $1.50, whatever it is.
By the way, that's clutch, man. Those hot dogs been at the same price for how many years?
Yeah.
Through inflation, and they haven't gotten up one quarter, man.
All right, let me give you this, Chris.
Yeah.
Costco hot dog. I got one in my left hand.
Okay.
Right? Okay. My right hand, Slauson Swap Meat hot dog. It's got the bacon, baby. Don't forget the bacon. It's got the relish. It's got the tomato. I got it in my right hand. Which one do you take? Red pill, blue pill? Which one do you take?
Taking the pill with the bacon wrapped around it.
Fuck yeah, huh? Fuck yeah. That shit still has fingerprints from the person that was handling it before, but it's just so freaking good, ain't it?
It is, dude. It's fucking good. And the way they grill the onions, you know, they just top it off with grilled onions and pepper. It's just amazing, man.
Delicious. So again, just to bring it back, if you're in LA, go to the Slauson Swap Meet.
Yes.
That's it.
Go and have your fucking hot dog with the fingerprints and
it's got finger
them.
Grease on it. It's got like forehead oil on it. Like somehow it's got like weird, like is that an eyelash? It's just got shit on it, but it's delicious. You talk about sponsors. Can we get the Slauson Swap Meet to sponsor us? By the way, it's not the Swap Meet anymore. It's the Slauson Super Mall. So if you're Googling it and you're in LA and you're like, well, how do I get here? Slauson Super Mall.
It's on Slauson and in LA. So make sure you guys visit.
Just go all the way down Slauson.
And make sure you tell them that the Blabber Show brought you there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Tell them the Blabber Show sent you and they're going to be like, who the fuck are you talking about? Speaking of sponsors, we got to take a break, Chris. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The boys need a break. They'll be right back.
Friends. How many of us have them? Friends, thank you for joining us and thank you for listening to the show. But it's time for us to talk about our sponsors, Chris.
What? Is it?
Yeah, we got to talk about our sponsors, big man. And today's sponsors are a special bunch. Today we have the good folks at the Medford Hardware Company sponsoring our show.
What?
And the Medford Hardware Company, you know, is known for obviously quality service. But they also have like everything in stock. And our listeners are probably at home shaking their fucking heads going like, yeah, bro, like everybody says they have everything in stock. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But to prove that they have everything, you know what the Medford Hardware Company did, Chris? This is wild that they did this.
What? What did they do?
They sent us a list. Look at this. Look at this. Look at what you see what I have in my hand. You see this?
Damn. A lot of fucking dead trees.
This is their entire inventory, and this is like 15 pages.
Impressive.
To prove to us that they've got everything in stock. And it's a lot of the things that you would expect, right? I mean, they have like hammers and...
What? Wait. They have hammers? Can you read the type of hammers that they have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've got a slew of hammers, Chris, but let me go to H. Let me go to H for hammers. So they got right off the top. They've got claw hammers, ball peen hammers, drywall hammers. You sound like you're getting pretty excited about this.
Isn't everybody really excited about it? Keep going. Please don't stop. Just keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they have framing hammers, tack hammers, sledge hammers. Whoa, bro. Hey, dude. Oh, shit. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Man, you looked like you were going to pass out there for a second.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know if this is exciting for anybody else but you, bro. Like, who the fuck, like, who knows what a blocking hammer is?
Blocking hammer. Blocking hammer. It's the one with the square head on the one side and a cylinder head on the other. Blacksmiths use them to shape metals on anvils and on blocks. Come on, dude.
Damn. Well, bro, you just, I don't know how, but it seems like you know a lot about hammers.
Well, I really, it just goes back when I was a kid. My dad bought me a plastic hammer and I just got really excited and started smashing shit up and fucking hammering and just fucking nailing things. And it just, you know, it gets me really excited when I hear fucking hammers and shit. And I just start researching them and I don't know, man. Can you please read me one more hammer, please? Just one more.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, actually, it says on here that they just got a new shipment of jackhammers.
Jackhammers?
So that's an interesting...
Jackhammers? Like the ones go...
Chris.
What?
Chris.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like you're just way too excited about this, man. Look, we got to get through the advertisement. So how about this?
Okay, yeah.
Let's finish up this advertisement.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is I'm going to take you down to Medford's Hardware.
Yeah.
And we'll get you your own hammer. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, I'm fucking down for that shit, dude. Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Yeah. Come on. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So for those of you at home, I'll just finish up the ad. So what Medford Hardware wants us to tell you is that this week only, they have a huge sale going on. It's actually 50% off. That's half off all of the drills that they have in stock.
Drills? And
we're talking about drills. That
drills?
Huh? Oh, okay. Let's just get back to the show.
You asked for them? You got them. Back to Chris and Hyrule.
We're back from commercials, everybody.
Yes, sir. Voices.
It's Hyrule.
And Chris.
We're both back.
Yeah.
People don't know this, Chris. Sometimes we come back from commercial and it's like you're running back into the studio because like you went to the bathroom or something and you're running back. So I have to stall. So I think what we're starting to do is now we're telling them right off the bat, we're both here.
Or sometimes I just gotta swallow my half a sandwich and shit, you know, you just
relax your throat and you just let it all go down. Just walk.
Yeah. Like a seagull and shit. You know, like, oh.
So usually I have to like stall or you have to stall. But now we're going to be like, I'm Hyrule.
And Chris.
See? Seamless, guys. You see how that works? That way you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
But Chris, a lot of people listen to the show. Our audience is up. And what we're hearing more than anything is, when are you guys going to get to the news? When are we going to hear the big news of the day? Because that's why we tune into the Blabber Show. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to get to the goddamn news.
And there's so much to pick from. Like, you know, like fucking breaking news happening every hour, right? So it's hard for us to pick out what news to talk about.
Yeah. By the way, as I know you guys want the news, we're also going to give you guys weather and traffic. So today... the forecast is a high of 87 degrees and traffic is looking pretty good. So you guys are welcome. But Chris, what about news?
Well, this is interesting. Governor Cuomo resigned the governor's office of New York due to allegations of sexual harassment.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, that's pretty big because this guy was a big face during the early stages of COVID. He used to have, like, daily conferences, so I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Cuomo is. But, yeah, the governor of New York, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he's been governor for the past 10 years, you know?
Jesus.
So he had the whole government under his hands, you know?
He had the whole world in his hands.
Yeah.
He had the mamas and the papas in his hands. He had the teeny little children in his hands. He had the da-da-da in his hands. He had the whole world in his hands. We're going to take time to sing on this episode. That's another thing people said. They said, we want a sing-along time where you guys just sing. And I think that's what we need to get into.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo, he resigns. And it's the sexual allegations, from what I know, Chris, they were, like, confirmed by some investigation that was done, right?
Yeah, apparently he talked to them in a demeaning form and shit, you know? Like, he
Yeah, and the thing is, you could tell by his face that's the way that guy behaves.
Right, he has this, like, gangster persona, right? He brings to the governor office, like, hey, you know, what are you gonna do about it,
Hey, yeah, you just expect them to be like, what do you mean I'm funny? Funny how? Like, am I here to amuse you, Chris?
Yeah.
This is how I behave with you, by the way, and I haven't been forced to resign yet. Every fucking morning I walk in, you go, ah, ha, ha, that last episode was funny. And I go, what do you mean? Am I a clown? Am I here to amuse you, Chris?
I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing this for.
That's basically what the purpose of this whole thing. Dude, can I tell you something, Chris?
What?
Goodfellas came on TV during the weekend.
Ah.
And that's just one of those movies where I just can't help but watch, bro.
Yeah, dude. Like, me too, man. If I start watching the middle of it, like, I gotta finish watching it, you know?
Just it doesn't matter.
You know, if it's, I gotta finish it. It's just I gotta catch it again from the beginning. It doesn't matter. Like, it could start, like, 5 minutes late or in the very, like, last 15 minutes. I gotta watch all of it.
Yeah, you gotta pick it up. There's no way to stop it. By the way, if you haven't watched Goodfellas, this is to the audience. If you haven't watched Goodfellas, we're gonna give you time to watch it right now.
Yeah.
Chris and I are just gonna sit here quietly for 3 hours and 35 minutes and just let you watch it. All right?
Well, they could just pause the podcast, you know?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Never mind. All right. We're not going to sit here for 3.5 hours. Just go ahead and pause this podcast, go watch Goodfellas, and then come back. And let us know when you're back so we can start talking again.
No, they could just hit play and start listening to our podcast, whenever.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay, that's true. Yeah, all right. Well, then, like, my thing with that movie that I think is so fucking brilliant, at the end of the day, that movie is like, it's about gangsters. Yeah, it's about life in New York, the Andrew Cuomo story. But it's also like, it's friends, right? Like, it's three friends. It's Tommy, Henry, and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just their story across basically their entire lives. Because for Tommy and Henry, it starts when they're like kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy looks sorry. Oh, when they get introduced to them and shit, you know?
Yeah, Jimmy's just... Robert De Niro just always looks old. Like, I'm sure they were trying to play him off as like, oh, you're 17 years old or whatever. But he just fucking... There's no way to hide that guy.
Yeah, they didn't even bother fighting for somebody who looked like him younger and shit, you know?
Nah.
He's like, nah, he's going to play the part.
Who the fuck is going to do that face? Yeah, like Henry and Tommy, at the beginning, they had like kids playing them. But Robert De Niro was like, no, I'm going to do it. I know how to do it. I'm going to do Robert De Niro. I can't stand Robert De Niro in that movie, Chris.
Ah, come on. Why?
I can't stand him. I hate to say it, but I can't fucking stand him. He's a terrible actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's a legitimately awful actor because he speaks the way that nobody speaks.
Are you talking to me?
That's a different movie, but he goes, you're talking to me. I'll give him a pass on all his other movies. I'm not going to give him a pass on Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Because if you watch Goodfellas, it's just such nonsense. He goes, there's a scene, which everyone has watched now because we gave him 3.5 hours to watch the movie.
Yeah.
There's a scene when Henry, the protagonist of the film, he's the main character of the film.
Right.
He has a falling out with his wife, Karen. And he goes off and he starts living with his mistress.
Right.
And I guess Karen is making a ruckus. She's making a fuss. She's going around talking shit. So Paulie, who's like the leader of the gang, or the leader of the whole organization.
He's the boss of the family, right?
Oh, yeah. He's the head of the family, let's say, for lack of a better term. And Jimmy, who's the head of their little gang, he's like the ringleader of their little gang.
Yeah.
They show up at Henry's house. And the point of this conversation is to tell Henry to go back home with his wife, because otherwise his wife is going to make a fucking fuss, right?
Right.
This is the way that Robert De Niro plays it. Your wife, she keeps coming around and she's talking to my wife, and I can't have it, Henry. Cut back to the other character. During this ridiculous little nonsensical rant that he had, the camera like is on him an uncomfortable amount of time. Like, as almost as if the filmmaker is like, look at what this guy did to my movie. Just watch him for a little.
Like he notices the fact that he sounds like a retard. Like, let me embarrass him for a little bit, you know?
So it's kind of like we do with this podcast where I just play my, we just let me talk for a long time.
Yeah.
Just so the audience could realize how stupid I am.
No, I think that's me, dude.
Oh, that's, there you go. This is what Martin Scorsese was doing to Robert De Niro, where he's like, look, you guys think he's a great actor and he's in all my films and that's the reason I pick him for my films. Just look at him.
That movie just demonstrates, you know, that how powerful he could be by having two other friends. They're fucking have your back. That fucking will do anything for you, right? And same, you show the same loyalty to them too. You know, you gotta have that strong bond between two other men, and how you could take over the fucking world.
Well, we know the three of them for sure can take on Billy Batts. You remember Billy Batts, Chris?
Yeah, dude.
Remember that scene?
Yeah, he's the main man that talks shit to Tommy, right? He's like, go get me that shoe shine box. You know, like,
go home and get your shine box.
There you go.
Don't get fresh. Don't get nervous.
I'm just busting your balls here, you know? Like,
like, that's such an amazing scene because it's like the way that the three of them work together is so fucking amazing, right?
Yeah, dude.
Like, Billy is just, he's hanging out at the bar. He's hanging out at Henry's bar. Having a welcome back party, right? He just got out of jail. And then he just starts talking shit to Tommy.
For no fucking reason, right? He just sees him like, oh, hey, how's that shoe shine box, Tommy?
He's razzing him, bro. This guy used to shine mirrors. He had his shoes looking like mirrors.
And the disrespect he has, like, he disrespected him in front of his lady. Like, come on, dude. You can't do
totally.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Billy, there's no more shoe shines. Billy, a little bit. You know, you got out of line a little bit. Robert De Niro's a piece of shit. Anyway. A little bit. Then he goes, Tommy goes, keep him here. Right? As he's leaving with his girl, fucking flaming, bro, like pissed off.
Yeah.
He's like, you keep him here. And then they fucking do. Like, the movie just cuts to the end, right? Where it's like late at night, everybody has gone home, and Billy's just talking to Jimmy at the end of the bar, right?
Yeah. And I'm surprised that Billy didn't caught on to that comment. He's like, what do you mean, keep me here? Like, motherfucker, like, what you gonna do, motherfucker? Like,
right? And then he still let everybody leave, and he just stayed there. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I guess I could just stay. So it must have been, I mean, what it has to be like 2 or 3 in the morning at this point because everybody's gone home, right? That means Jimmy and Henry had to keep this one guy who just got out of prison entertained for like 2 or 3 hours just for fucking Tommy. That's friendship, bro.
And they knew when he walks in, like, they knew, like, Henry goes, locks the door.
Yeah.
And Jimmy just gets behind the motherfucker, right?
Yeah, he just grabs him.
And then fucking Tommy just punches him in the face and shit, like, boom.
Dude,
the choreography of that scene is amazing, dude. It's just flow. Yeah. It's just flawless, you know, like one step out of another, you know?
Oh, and don't forget the music, Chris. Don't forget the fucking music, because it's late at night already. It's 3 a.m. and they're playing Donovan on the radio, supposed to on the jukebox.
Uh-huh.
They're playing like Atlantis. They're down below the ocean. Where I wanna be. And these dudes just start stomping them, bro. And the thing is, they all immediately start stomping them. That's how you know it's friendship.
Yeah.
Like, at no point was Jimmy like, hey, you're going too far here. Jimmy was like, oh, you're stomping them? I'm stomping them. Yeah. Like, fuck. Boom.
You're offending my friend. You're offending me, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah. Like, if I think in other circles, you could totally see, like, Henry being like, listen, Tommy, I don't think that was that bad, what he was saying to you. You know, he's drunk. He just got out of prison. Like, give the guy a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
None of that.
None.
They were just like, oh, you're stabbing this guy in the throat? Fuck it. Let's go. I hate him, too. I fucking hate him, too.
Let me put my footprint on his fucking face.
I'm telling you, it's such a great movie. Like, who would you say... Because we got a group of friends, right?
Yeah.
Who would you say we are within that circle of friends? Like, who are we? You got three guys. Let's start there. Tommy, uh-huh. Jimmy, and Henry.
Okay.
Who are we?
Man, I would say you're Jimmy because you're 1 year older than everybody else.
Well, you got that right, motherfucker. You know I'm Jimmy. I'm not Robert De Niro, but I'm Jimmy. I'm putting together the Lufthansa. Take it back. I go, take it back. He shows up with a pink Cadillac. Take it back.
It's like, what did I tell you? What did I tell you not to be spending that fucking money?
Take it back. It's in my mom's name, Jimmy. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. That's me. That's totally me. Who are you?
I would say I'm Tommy, right? Like, he's
Tommy.
He's short. He's like single-minded, you know, aggressive. I think that's me.
That's you?
That's totally me.
That's you. I could totally see you just punking somebody. That's Chris. You I'm funny? Am I funny? Yeah, that's you for sure. And you would be the first to be a made man. Like, or at least we would think you're going to become made and then you get shot.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, everybody.
Yeah, make sure to watch this movie before you listen to this, man.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Come on. It's a 20-year-old movie. Like, just go fucking, probably more, 30-year-old movie. Go fucking watch it.
And
who the fuck am I? We're not their dad, Chris. We're not the audience's dad. We gave him a fucking warning already.
Yeah, you're right.
Take it back.
Fair enough.
Take it back. If you're listening to this part of the show and you haven't seen Goodfellas, guess what? Take it back. That means rewind it. That means put it back to the beginning of the podcast. Watch the movie.
And then come back to the show.
And then take it back. And then come back to the show. Who is Henry? Do you think we have a Henry?
That's interesting because Henry is like the try-hard, I guess, who becomes the ladies' man, you know, and then just...
Right.
And then he gets into the whole drug business, you know, and then I don't know. Who's
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Somebody with a substance abuse problem. He's got addiction, mm-hmm, right? Because mm-hmm. he gets into the cocaine.
Yeah.
And then also he's the rat.
Yeah.
Like he flips on everybody. He gives everybody away. So if that's the case, then I think I'm Henry. All of a sudden I want to be Henry. I got fucking addiction, baby. Come on. I would rat on all of you guys.
But would you?
Like, I would make up, not only would I make up stuff to be able to rat on you guys, I would make up people. I would be like, yeah, he was also, like, his cousin did too. And then they'll be like, he doesn't have a cousin. I'll be like, oh, yeah, he sure does, yeah.
So
I'm Henry.
You're Henry, and who's Jimmy then?
I don't know if there's a Jimmy, Chris. We got to ask our friends. We're going to send out a survey to our friends.
Okay.
And we're going to get some feedback to see who they think they are. And then we might bring them on the show and we might have them, you know, tell us who they think they are. I don't want anybody saying that they're Pauly. One of my favorite parts of this movie, Chris, Goodfellas, speaking of Pauly, is when they do the introduction for Pauly and they show that barbecue. You know, they're in the backyard eating and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And Pauly's just sitting there eating his fucking hot dog.
Yeah.
And he's not talking to anybody. He's just eating this hot dog. And I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. Just like the Costco hot dogs we were talking about earlier. That's how I would sit there and eat the hot dog. If you listen closely, there's a side conversation going on.
Uh-huh.
And if you listen to that side conversation, which everyone has listened to because we asked them to watch the fucking movie, it's just two guys talking about a bulldog. There was a bulldog sitting there. And one of the guys just goes, that's a nice dog. What kind of dog is that? That's a nice dog. Is that a nice dog? That's a nice dog. That dog is nice. That dog is a nice dog. Is that a nice dog? And I'm like, that perfectly encapsulates conversations that we have as friends. Like, when you're just hanging out and you're just saying fucking nothing. Like, did you see the game? Man, that was a good game. Wasn't that a good game? Bro, that game went on. It went up and down. That game went up and down, right? That game, it was just like back and forth, back and forth. It went back and then it went forth, that game. That game just went back and forth. You can fill up hours like that. So it was so realistic to be like, they just saw a fucking dog and they were just going to talk for 30 minutes about this dog.
If our friendship is like the one from Goodfellas, how does our story end, Tyro?
Okay, well, for sure. I mean, because none of us are doing coke. None of us are going to get made by the fam. We're not Sicilian, so we can't get made.
And we're not murdering each other, right?
I don't know, Chris. I can't make any promises. All right, I don't want things to be taken off the table. You know, all options are on the table. Just like the way we're handling North Korea, we got all options on the table, Chris. I'm not gonna start taking options away. But I would say this podcast is kind of like the Lufthansa heist, right? This is, we're making it big, we're making a move,
right?
And we're gonna see if it pays off, right? And I think the result of this podcast is gonna decide how it goes from here, because you might end up walking in. You're gonna walk into the bar with a nice fur coat, and it's gonna cause issues. You know, you might end up in the back of a freezer truck, frozen. It took days to thaw you out, right? Or the podcast might not do well, and then there would be no reason to murder you, Chris. That's fucked up. That sounds crazy.
That's insane, dude. Like, come on.
Look, Chris, I'm not saying that I would murder you. I just want you to go pick up a nice dress right there at the end of the block. Go turn it right there. Go in right there. Let them know that I sent you, and you just turn right there.
Right over here?
Right there. Yeah, go back. Go back. On the corner. Go in the door.
You know what? I got to go see my kids about something.
No, go in the door.
I'll be back.
Go in the door, Chris. Chris. Oh, he's gone. I'm just telling you, Chris, that might be what happens. But it might not be. This might be a happy ending. You know, maybe you have to change careers. You have to do something else. You might end up being the governor of New York, Chris. You see, there's an opening. I heard there's an opening out there.
Yeah.
But right now, we're not opening anything. As a matter of fact, we're closing, because this is the closing of the show. We got to get the fuck out of here.
That's that time, huh?
You know what that music means.
Are they playing us out already?
We gotta bone out.
We gotta smash. We gotta adios, motherfuckers.
We gotta jam. There's a lot of words that people come up with to say that they're leaving, but we're leaving. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Thanks for subscribing.
And sharing.
Thanks for following us on Instagram.
@_blabber_show.
Or on Twitter.
@blabbershow.
Or you can send us an email. Feel free to send us an email.
TheBlabbershow@gmail.com.
And there's a bunch of other places. We have a YouTube channel with some videos. We got a lot of content coming out. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, Miss American Pie.